I ride a motorcycle. I have a Vespa, which is very chic. I have a bicycle that I ride to work every once in a while. 11 miles uphill, both directions. It's a hybrid. So I used to race mountain bikes way back in the day when I was probably a lot fitter. And every single time I raced, I would get scars and scratches and not broken bones, but it was very tough. So I kind of stopped, but the motorcycle's good enough, dangerous enough. I learned to ride motorcycle while I lived in India, of all things. And I did that because I didn't want to be afraid to cross the street. And if you've ever been in India, you know what a scary thing it is for an American to try to cross the street. So I didn't want that feeling, so I forced myself to learn to ride a motorcycle. And it was a very dramatic thing because once you do that, maybe this is a philosophical thing for me, you discover how to interact with the local society. Motorcycles in India, you are literally 2 inches from the person riding next to you. When you stop at the light, you might touch. You zoom in and out of traffic. There's a hierarchy to traffic. There's always exceptions. There's the cow, there's the person walking, there's the bus who will run you over at a moment's notice. And it all just kind of flows. That's a different feeling than what you get in the US. Rules. The green light is green, we all go. You don't go the opposite direction. No, there's not a cow on the street. You know, very structured. And when something is odd, it causes mayhem. When something's odd in India, it doesn't cause mayhem. You just go around it and you continue on. I learned to drive by sonar. You're always honking to let people know where you are. This is a difference than in the US, where if you honk, it's like, oh my God, you know, I've done something wrong. And there it's not. It's, yes, of course you have to honk. How are we gonna know where you are? So yeah, I rode motorcycle in India for all those reasons. And then I came to the US and I got a really big motorcycle because in the US, you have to be able to go much faster than you do in India. India, you ride around at 40 miles an hour max. In the US, on the highways, you have to be able to go 80 so you can get out of the way of people who are trying to hit you. My motorcycle in the US is a Suzuki Bandit 1250, which is this big giant bike, plenty of power with ABS brakes. It's fast. And it's black with no stickers on it, so it's very sleek looking. So it lets me get my geek on and kind of, you know. I'm a fair weather rider. During this time of year, not so much. Too rainy. I would say I'm fearless, but not reckless. I'm probably not gonna jump out of an airplane. I'll ride a motorcycle, which is probably more dangerous. I'm not afraid of personal challenges, like leap, for example. Career limiting move, you're not an engineer anymore. You know, that's gonna fail. And what's the real risk here, right? I'm getting paid. So is the risk to my ego? I don't have any, I won't say I don't have any ego, I do, but I don't have a fragile ego. So I'm not afraid of personal risks like that. Physical risks, like motorcycles and all that sort of stuff, I'm not a daredevil, but I'm not afraid to ride a motorcycle in India. I'm willing to take that chance.